This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, and Mark Lawrence, Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. In the studio with us now, Rob Jones is back. He's president of the board of directors of the Milton Public Library, and he's going to be the headmaster at the Milton Library of Witchcraft and Wizardry this weekend. So welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. The headmaster job, are you going to wear some kind of a conical hat or something like that?
That has yet to be determined, sir.
Well, they'll have a fun hat for
maybe.
You, I am sure. And Rob, what was your, or I'm sorry, scratch that, Jed Stalker is here also. He's the library director at Milton, so welcome aboard.
Good to be here, Mark.
And was this your idea, the Harry Potter-themed gala event?
We were bouncing a bunch of ideas around, and Harry Potter seemed like a family-friendly kind of thing and something a lot of people could get into, yeah.
All right, well, this is a fabulous idea. I'll let you introduce it. Fantastic Feasts is this Saturday night. Starts at 6 o'clock, and there'll be some music and entertainment, dancing, a silent auction, but lots of food, too. And it's the Milton Public Library's annual gala, but Harry Potter's going to be there. Fantastic Feasts. So tell me, what's going to unfold this weekend? It's not at the library, too, so make that clear.
That's right. It's going to be at the St. Joe's Parish Center, starting at 6 o'clock. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be magical, of course. So what we're doing is, as you said, live dancing, live music. We're going to have an auction, silent and live, and should just be a lot of fun. Real good food.
Now tell me about the Harry Potter theme. How is this woven throughout here?
Actually, one of our staff members, Kurt, and also Jed, just grabbed a hold of this. The old cliche, grabbed the bull by the horns and ran with this. And he has really done a great job doing the research. He knows the Harry Potter books and movies. He just knows them inside and out. Knows all the stuff that goes with Harry Potter, all the characters. So there's going to be some really cool things to see at the gala.
All right. Well, the invitation alone is noteworthy. It says the Milton Public Library of Witchcraft and Wizardry, the headmaster, Robert Triss. Do you know what that says?
No. Nope.
Has extra letters after Robert.
Oh, I know. No, okay. This was something that they put together.
Anyway, Robert Triss Jones. It looks like an S. Anyway, yeah. And you are from the Order of Merlin, first class Grand Sorcerer of Chief Warlock and Supreme Mugwump in the International Confederation of Wizards.
I went to school for that, Mark.
Did you?
Yes,
no
I did.
Kidding.
Yeah, Hogwarts,
just to,
actually.
Just to say it, you'd have to know how to do that. All right, so it says you've been invited to the Milton Library of Witchcraft and Wizardry's Fantastic Feasts. It lists some of the headmaster's reception starts at 6 p.m., the Fantastic Feasts at 7, the Wizard Auction is at 8, Magical Melodies provided by the Milltown Blues. So I guess dig a little bit farther into this. What might I see this Saturday night at this Harry Potter-themed event?
Yeah, if people haven't got a chance to see the invitations, come on out to the library and take a look. So they're based on the Marauders map from the movies, and the ticket is a ticket to the train, the Scarlet Express or whatnot.
Okay, so it's Hogwarts Express. Join us for Fantastic Feats at platform number 9 3/4, of
That's
course,
right.
This weekend. It is April 13th, 6 to 10 p.m. And is it possible to still get tickets? You still got this available?
Yes, it's still available for a couple days. We'd encourage people to sign up. Just call the library or stop in. And also, if they wanted to put a table of 8, which would normally be $400, it would be $350, you know, so gather your Harry Potter friends and fans and all the muggles and wizards and witches, you know, please show up to our event.
And muggles are what again?
Muggles are the non-witches and wizards.
Okay, so some of whom might be humans, in other words?
Oh, yeah, they're all human, yes.
Okay, so
yeah.
Muggles will abound this weekend.
Yes, there will be.
Rob Jones is president of the library board of directors, and Jed Stalker is the library director. So this is a fundraiser, an awareness raiser, and a fun time, that's for sure. sure, too, this weekend. What else is going on at the library? Tell us what you're working on and what's happening these days.
Yeah, the library is a busy place. We just had our Candyland this past Saturday, and our worker Carly Jarrett did a great job with that. We had 80 people in the first 2 hours of the Candyland fun time for kids. We've got our Easter egg hunt coming up on the 13th before the gala. We've got our regular weekly programs and regular monthly programs going on as well. For instance, our adult book group is meeting this Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and we're doing Flannery O'Connor's Good Man is Hard to Find.
Okay, so you got those things going on. What else? What other programs? Just the normal programs, children's time, adult book clubs. Explain what else is happening at the library.
We've got Easy Spanish happening twice monthly. We've got a Cyber Monday event that happens every week where people can come out and get help with their devices or whatever. We have STEM programs monthly for kids, and we've got a gardening, a master gardener who's going to start to come out and show us what to do to get greener thumbs. We've got some art programs happening, and we've got a crafter's corner that we just started for adults. That's like crocheting and other like art stuff.
Okay. And let's go back to the garden a little bit. If folks aren't familiar with this, I was lucky enough about 2 years ago after some of the raised gardens were finished, and I believe there's either more there now or more coming, but these are raised gardens that you can rent just like you do a book.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, you can rent books for 2 weeks, right? The bed is for the whole summer, and that's just a $25 fee, and you have access to all of our stuff when you come out and use that. And it's just really a nice thing that we have going on to be a centerpiece of the community.
All right, and folks can plant whatever they want there. If they want to plant wildflowers, they can, but tomatoes, what a variety of things. Did you happen to notice what was growing last year?
Last year, the soil that they used, and we put together, we had a Saturday that we put the soil in, and we had partnered with Lowe's and gave us some really good soil. But the tomatoes took off extremely well, and then so did cucumbers and squash. And I just saw a variety of stuff that people, you know, they don't have a garden at home, and it's a 4x8 box, and you can really put a lot of stuff in it. We also had some people that put some herbs in. We also have a standing butterfly garden to attract the monarch butterfly, so that's part of the garden as well.
All right, and if folks need water, I do remember there's water available.
We have lawn hydrants located strategically along the pathway, and then as you had mentioned, the people that run the garden, Bryce Brown and Holly Flowers, are going to put in some new beds, and those beds, from my understanding, will be stuff that will be grown and given back to the community. So there's lots of times that there are things that just, like the tomatoes took off, the zucchini took off, which I didn't mention, and we bring them into the library and put them in a basket, and usually by the end of the day, they're gone. So it's a good thing to be able to share.
All right. Well, yeah, families really make out. Yeah. Families are raised up by the library in a wide variety of ways, and that's really something to talk about. And I'd like you to... I just said one sentence, this idea that families, everybody in Milton gets raised up by the library. Dig into that. It's not just a coincidence. It's part of your mission.
No, it is part of our mission. Years ago, previous board that put all this together and decided to move the library from Front Street in a very crowded, what used to be a bank, did not have any space for children's programming whatsoever. And the whole idea was to make this a community center for Milton. So, and when you say raise up families, I think that's an excellent way to put it, because we have kids, adults. One of the most highly used areas of the library is the computer lab, because, and we've talked about this in the past, a lot of people don't have access to the World Wide Web, if you will, and internet, and they come in and use the computers for free. We have a nominal charge to print stuff off. But I like that, raising families at the library. The hardest kids, and I'll just bring this up, the hardest group is the tweens and the teens to get into the library. So I would invite those parents that with tweens and teens, that we can keep them busy and we can keep them occupied, and it would be a great place place to come.
So teen muggles could go to the gala this weekend?
Oh, tweens and teens, you betcha.
Okay, yes. So they'd be permitted to do so.
Yes.
Jedediah Snape is your deputy headmaster this weekend. Is he anywhere related to Jed Stalker?
Yeah, he's an alter ego.
He's the same guy. Okay, same guy, different side. All right, well, that's fantastic. All right, well, we have just a moment left. Make a pitch for folks to go to the gala this weekend. Harry Potter themed, authentic Harry Potter activity this weekend.
That's right. Well, it's going to be a blast. Come on out and get your Harry Potter on, I guess. Expecto Patronum, you know.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's a fundraiser for the library. Our funding is tough to come by from the state. We do get support from the borough and the three townships that we serve. But this is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and this Harry Potter thing just has excited most people. So we're just hoping that it turns out as well as we expect.
All right. Well, fantastic. It is this weekend. Fantastic Feasts this Saturday, 6 p.m. at St. Joseph Parish Center out on Cemetery Road, which is just outside Milton. Just go out Broadway till you
yes,
get
sir.
There. And then they got live music, dancing, live auction, silent auction, dinner and dessert. And it's this weekend. And it's the fun Milton Library, which you never have a boring gala. You don't sort of do that kind of thing.
No, we don't do boring galas.
All right. So that should be fun this weekend. If you need more information about anything we've talked about, go to MiltonPALibrary.org. Wide range of resources there. Just for somebody looking for something to read, you can use the online, the audio books are there, and a wide range of other things. MiltonPALibrary.org. Rob Jones, president of the board, and Jed Stalker, library director, although they are going to be Robertus Jones this weekend. He's the headmaster from the Order of Merlin, and Jedediah Snape. Snape is the head of Harry Potter's, or one of the school, Hogwarts, right?
Right.
Yeah, he's a nasty guy.
Okay. Oh, he's not a good guy. Okay.
That's my person.
Well, yeah, it doesn't sound like a fun name. So Jedediah is going to have turn mean this weekend when he becomes deputy headmaster.